Tarea 3.
There are many problems in the modern housing market, but the biggest one for Americans tends to be the price.
The housing costs are completely out of line with wages.
Some members of Congress believe Wall Street is a part of the problem.
What's outrageous is your tax dollars are helping Wall Street buy up single-family homes. You're subsidizing Wall Street.
Massive private equity firms like Blackstone and Pradium Partners have backed a relatively new breed of homeowner, the corporation. This growing industry buys or builds single-family homes, and then rents them out.
We hear from community organizers that are door-knocking in certain neighborhoods and are just surprised by how many of the homes on a particular block will be owned by a corporate landlord.
Industry advocates say corporate landlords play a critical role in addressing the nationwide housing crisis.
Over the last 40 years, the housing cost for the typical home in America compared to the income of the typical home buyer has been running 29 to 30%, whether you look at the median or the average. It has blown out to 42% right now. We have a pretty significant home price decline forecast coming.
Where I've seen anything from really not falling at all this year to dropping back 10-15%. Now, the thing that is different this time around than during the Great Recession is that supply and demand issue. There's still not enough supply, and that's going to keep prices inflated.
Some experts believe the best way out of this problem is not to limit corporate landlords, but rather to do whatever it takes to build more housing.
Some of these big REITs, these landlords, are actually building homes. They're adding to the supply that we desperately need.
Experts believe this trend could help, but it needs far more time to prove its value.
We can only find 909 actively selling build-to-rent communities, about 10% of the rental home construction in the country right now. But 26% of renters rent a single-family home, so it's not even keeping up with the pace of rental demand for single-family versus apartment.
Some members of Congress believe limiting corporate activity in the housing sector is a good first step.
Wall Street is going to buy up a single-family home, and it's vacant for a couple of years. We're going to tax it, forcing these firms to sell that back into the market. What we're saying is don't have private equity buying up single-family homes. That's going to mean there are more single-family homes on the market.
With a split Congress, it would take significant bipartisan efforts to pass.
There are some bills in Congress which want to limit the amount of homes that investors can own, and they're unlikely to get through because they're pretty drastic. They're telling investors that they're going to have to only be able to own, in one sense, 100 homes, or they're going to have to pay significant taxes on the others. Now, these institutional investors own thousands of homes.
In a statement, Blackstone told CNBC that every home they own could go to a resident who hopes to buy the home later.
I mean, we think, frankly, that they just own too many, particularly in terms of the single family home industry. I think there are ways such as implementing additional taxes on them that would either generate money for affordable housing or encourage them to sell off from their portfolio. And we do support rent control, just cause eviction, different conditions in terms of to ensure the habitability of a property.
On the ground, a litany of states have tried to provide direct relief to tenants through policies like rent control. Groups backed by Blackstone have fought back hard. In 2018, the company spent about $7 million to oppose rent control for single-family homes in California, according to researchers at University of California at Berkeley. In a statement to CNBC, a Blackstone spokesperson said the proposition would have exacerbated the state's housing crisis. At the same time, the private equity group has not made meaningful investments in building new single-family homes.
There's going to be a bit of distress there, but long-term, this is the first inning.
There are many problems in the modern housing market, but the biggest one for Americans tends to be the price.
The housing costs are completely out of line with wages.
Some members of Congress believe Wall Street is a part of the problem.
What's outrageous is your tax dollars are helping Wall Street buy up single-family homes. You're subsidizing Wall Street.
Massive private equity firms like Blackstone and Pradium Partners have backed a relatively new breed of homeowner, the corporation. This growing industry buys or builds single-family homes, and then rents them out.
We hear from community organizers that are door-knocking in certain neighborhoods and are just surprised by how many of the homes on a particular block will be owned by a corporate landlord.
Industry advocates say corporate landlords play a critical role in addressing the nationwide housing crisis.
Over the last 40 years, the housing cost for the typical home in America compared to the income of the typical home buyer has been running 29 to 30%, whether you look at the median or the average. It has blown out to 42% right now. We have a pretty significant home price decline forecast coming.
Where I've seen anything from really not falling at all this year to dropping back 10, 15%. Now, the thing that is different this time around than during the Great Recession is that supply and demand issue. There's still not enough supply, and that's going to keep prices inflated.
Some experts believe the best way out of this problem is not to limit corporate landlords, but rather to do whatever it takes to build more housing.
Some of these big REITs, these landlords, are actually building homes. They're adding to the supply that we desperately need.
Experts believe this trend could help, but it needs far more time to prove its value.
We can only find 909 actively selling build-to-rent communities, about 10% of the rental home construction in the country right now. But 26% of renters rent a single-family home, so it's not even keeping up with the pace of rental demand for single-family versus apartment.
Some members of Congress believe limiting corporate activity in the housing sector is a good first step.
Wall Street is going to buy up a single-family home, and it's vacant for a couple of years. We're going to tax it, forcing these firms to sell that back into the market.
What we're saying is don't have private equity buying up single-family homes. That's going to mean there are more single-family homes on the market.
With a split Congress, it would take significant bipartisan efforts to pass.
There are some bills in Congress which want to limit the amount of homes that investors can own, and they're unlikely to get through because they're pretty drastic. They're telling investors that they're going to have to only be able to own, in one sense, 100 homes, or they're going to have to pay significant taxes on the others. Now, these institutional investors own thousands of homes.
In a statement, Blackstone told CNBC that every home they own could go to a resident who hopes to buy the home later.
I mean, we think, frankly, that they just own too many, particularly in terms of the single family home industry. I think there are ways such as implementing additional taxes on them that would either generate money for affordable housing or encourage them to sell off from their portfolio. And we do support rent control, just cause eviction, different conditions in terms of to ensure the habitability of a property.
On the ground, a litany of states have tried to provide direct relief to tenants through policies like rent control. Groups backed by Blackstone have fought back hard. In 2018, the company spent about $7 million to oppose rent control for single-family homes in California, according to researchers at University of California at Berkeley. In a statement to CNBC, a Blackstone spokesperson said the proposition would have exacerbated the state's housing crisis. At the same time, the private equity group has not made meaningful investments in building new single-family homes.
There's going to be a bit of distress there, but long-term, this is the first inning.